Fridays are awesome, the undisputed king of weekdays. I'm Carl Azuz. We're starting today's commercial-free coverage on the West Coast, where wind gusts in the Sierra Nevada mountains have been as high as 147 miles per hour. That's hurricane force. Where 7-foot waves have been reported on Lake Tahoe, where as much as 14 inches of rain has fallen near San Francisco. It is a monster of a storm, one of the strongest to hit the area since 2008. Ferry services have been canceled. Schools around the San Francisco Bay Area have been closed. A stream of moist air has flowed to the region from Hawaii. It's affecting California, Oregon, and Washington. You'd think rain would be good for California in the middle of its historic drought, but so much rain in so little time on such dry ground can bring serious flooding, and there's a blizzard warning in parts of the Sierra Nevada mountains. Students, please remember Sierra Nevada mountains. It's an answer to the weekly news quiz at our website. Teachers, you can find that news quiz on today's transcript page. It's totally free. We put one together for you every week on Friday. It's a great way to quiz your class's recall of topics we've covered or to offer extra credit. Why not? At CNNStudentNews.com, just click under Transcript and Roll Call. 10 news quiz questions are waiting for you there.
Time for the shout-out. Managua is the capital of what Central American nation? If you think you know it, shout it out. Is it Guatemala, Honduras, Costa Rica, or Nicaragua? You've got 3 seconds. Go. You'd find Managua in Nicaragua, a nation located between the Caribbean Sea and the Pacific Ocean. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
That location is key. The country's government is hoping to build a canal, a man-made waterway between those two seas. Nicaragua is a few hundred miles from Panama, where a canal already exists. Why does Nicaragua want one? Well, the government says building it would create 50,000 jobs, significantly helping Central America's poorest country. Its planned canal would be wider and deeper than Panama's, but thousands of people are protesting the plans. Many are concerned their land would be taken away to build it and that they wouldn't be paid fairly for that. Their concerns aren't the only ones about the project.